Hello?
Hi, this is Jamie. I'm calling you back from Roadside Assistance. Is this Amy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, so I was just advised that you were requesting a call back.
Well, yeah, I'm getting really fed up here. I called yesterday to have my car towed. Spoke to a lady on the phone. She put me on hold, blah, 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 took the address we're delivered to, blah, 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 blah. And I got a call back from I get a text message saying that they're going to, the tow truck place is going to be here within so many minutes. Okay, so I said, okay. So I was like, okay, well, where's the tow truck? So I called the tow truck guy, and he says, we had to cancel because the car broke down or the truck broke down. He said, we're going to contact Clearview. So I went ahead and called Clearview myself, or called y'all, and said, hey, this company canceled. He said, we haven't got word. I said, well, I just got the phone with them. The truck broke down. He said that other person from another area was working on my case, and he couldn't touch anything or really see anything except that they're going to dispatch another call, and that somebody would give me a call back in 15, 20 minutes. It was like 9:45, 10 o'clock last night. Well, I never got a call back. Woke up this morning, my car was not there. And then I just called back to the call center. She said, well, there's going to be a charge to your house. And I said, no, there's not going to be a charge to my house. I said, do y'all not keep notes on your computer or whatever for people to see this crap? And I said, I originally had this car towed to my house a while ago. When I called yesterday, they said, okay, the car will be towed. We can't do that because we can't tow it to a residence. And I said, well, my husband has his business, which he works on cars out of here. The girl put me on hold, came back. Her exact words, if you pull the call, said, well, they're going to go ahead and tow it to your house because Clearview is getting a lot of complaints from a lot of customers why it can't be towed to the house for situations like yours where you have your husband who works on your cars. So they're going to take some kind of note or some kind of alert off the system when it pops up for like a home address. So she said, okay, I put it in. I told her where the key was the car. She was putting notes. I said, make sure they tell them when they drop it off to put it towards the garage. So I said, okay. So that's when I was waiting, and I get an alert from a tow company from Pinnacle Towing saying, hey, we got your order. We'll be there in 240 minutes. So I called back, like I said, last night to Pinnacle, the truck driver. He says, we had to cancel because my truck broke down. And I was like, okay. And I said, well, have y'all called Clearview? And they said, no, but we're getting ready to. And I said, well, I'll call myself. And that's when I called. They said, somebody else was working on the case. They're going to send somebody back out. We'll call you back in 15 minutes, let you know who's coming. Never got a call. Now I'm calling back this morning, and I asked the woman, the first person I spoke to, you almost have like different call centers. But the first person I spoke to said, well, I said, aren't y'all supposed to dispatch another person out when the other person cancels? And he says, yeah, he says, we are. And I said, well, then what's the problem? And he's like, well, I need to transfer you to the call center. I said, so you're not the call center? He said, no. So I need to transfer you to the call center. And that's when I got y'all.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'll go ahead and get it dispatched, and then you'll receive a text update with your ETA.
So why did they do this last night when I called?
I see a note in here where we tried to call you four times. The voicemail was full.
No, ma'am. I was up until 11 o'clock last night, and I never got a call, waiting for y'all to call. But the bottom line is y'all sort of still went and got my car and sent somebody out. I got no text message on here, by the way, for like they did from Pinnacle, which says, hey, we're the people that got your request, and we're sending somebody out. I got no text message then, because that's what I usually get is a text message saying who's got my order. No, nobody else texted me last night except for Pinnacle. Pinnacle Towing, and that was it. But nobody tried to call me last night, and I didn't have no text alert.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get it redispatched this morning for you, and then you'll receive a text update just as soon as it's dispatched.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good day. You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.